Life Audio.
Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, I wanted to just take at least one episode where we talk about the Sound Reasoning radio show. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll get started on the topic today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For many of you, you've listened to us for days, weeks, months, years, and you may have asked yourself, what else have we covered over the years? And perhaps you have not. But I wanted to just make sure that you maximize this opportunity to be edified, whether you use this show, this podcast, as your devotional, or whether you use it as your research material or research platform. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate you as a listener, and we appreciate the questions that you all send. So I just kind of wanted to take a few minutes to reflect on some of the topics that we've covered throughout the years. And before we get to that, just wanted to mention to you, feel free to email us if you have a question. We are more than happy to respond to your questions dealing with theology, dealing with life issues, dealing with ethics, whatever the questions may be. You can reach us at info@srministries.org, info@srministries.org. When we first started the program so many years ago, we begin with the introduction to Christian apologetics. And for some of you, you may be asking yourself, what is apologetics? Apologetics is derived from the Greek word apologia, which means to answer, to give a reasonable answer for why you believe what you believe. Some have used it in a legal sense. It's our argument to those that have the question of the why. Why do Christians worship on Sundays and not Saturdays? Why do Christians give offerings such as tithes? Why do Christians dress modestly? Why do Christians not do certain things? So people have questions. Why do good bad things happen to good people? All of this, well, you know, why does evil exist? These are questions that people have, and it is our responsibility, according to 1 Peter 3:15, to give each man or woman a reason, an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, and to do it with gentleness as well as respect. We sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, and we are ready to give each man, each woman, an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them. So we started off our radio show with that topic of Introduction to Christian Apologetics. And if you want to hear it, go to our website, srministries.org, or you can go to Life Audio and listen there as well. But at this point, we started off with Introduction to Christian Apologetics because we wanted to make sure that we set the foundation. There is a discipline called Christian Apologetics. And in this discipline, it's not just reserved for your pastor. It's not just reserved for your elders. It's not just reserved for your church leaders. Apologetics is binding upon the hearts of all Christians because you will be asked certain questions about your faith as you keep living. Some of those questions come from our children. Some of those questions may come from your grandchildren. Some of those questions may come from your spouse. Some may come from even your other relatives, strangers, coworkers. People want to know. They want to know more about Jesus. People want to know more about the Bible. People want to know more about salvation. People want to know more about the existence. So they are coming to the Christian. And it is too late when you have someone staring you right in the face to say, time out, I need to go call my pastor. We don't want to miss those opportunities. So apologetics, what apologetics does is it removes some of the doubts that people have in terms of getting close to Christ. We can't make anyone accept Jesus, but some people have genuine questions about our Christian faith. And it's our responsibility as Christians to make sure that we tell them what they need to know from a Bible-based perspective. Then I remember an episode we dealt with in terms of the nature of truth. And I really encourage you to listen to that episode as well. You can go again on our website, srministries.org, and listen to our episode on the nature of truth. What is truth like? Everybody seems to have the truth these days. The world says they have the truth. The Republicans say they have the truth. Democrats say they have the truth. But I can thoroughly and honestly say that truth comes from the nature of God. According to the Bible, truth comes out of the nature of God. And the nature of truth has some characteristics that we need to be aware of. And one thing that I can share with you is truth has no expiration date. Truth has no expiration date. Truth was created when the universe was created. It came with the universe. This is why humanity can't ever say, I created truth. The best they can say is I discovered truth because God had already deposited it here. So if you want to hear more about the nature of truth, please go and look at or listen to the episode on the nature of truth. Then we talked about the Christian response to Halloween and my argument for how we ought to treat this particular celebration from a biblical perspective. I'm not saying Christians are not supposed to have fun, but there are things that we need to consider and things we need to avoid. Whatever promotes darkness, we shouldn't participate in. That's my argument. And so if you want to listen to that, you may. Then we talked about the case for the Bible. The case for the Bible. Why should we as believers revere the Bible? Because the Bible are God's words. And since God is to be revered, since God is eternal, his words are to be revered because his words are eternal. Then we talked about the role of Christian apologetics in the local church. Then we talked about the New Testament and how the New Testament can be trusted. We have a biographical data, and that episode, you can listen to it as well, the New Testament and its biographical data. Then we talked about the nature of Christ, the God-man. We talked about the relationship between his divinity and his humanity. And if you want to know more about the Christology doctrine, please listen to that episode. Then, of course, we did a three-part series on Christian ethics, Christian ethics deals with what ought to be done, not necessarily what is being done. There's a lot of things being done, but in many cases it's done out of tradition and ignorance. But the question is, what does the Bible say? Not because people have been doing it for a long time, but what does the scripture say when we filter it through the lens of the Bible? Then we have the pleasure of interviewing the ministry of Jill Martin Ritchie. That name may not sound familiar to you, but I had the pleasure of interviewing her as we talked about the continuation of her work as she attempts to continue the work of her father, the late Walter Martin. And unfortunately, I came to Christ just shortly after he passed away. But I wish I would have had an opportunity to meet the late Walter Martin. He was one of my idols, and because of his work, it led me into the area of Christian apologetics and thus the creation of Sound Reasoning Ministries. But she wrote a book. She published her father's work, rather, her and her husband completed the work and published it, The Kingdom of the Occult. Let us take a break to recognize our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Walter Martin was known for the Kingdom of the Cult, but he was also working on the manuscripts to the Kingdom of the Occult, which he unfortunately didn't get a chance to publish. So his daughter and her husband finished the work for him. I recommend it. You can get the Kingdom of the Occult for your library. Again, we continued various doctrines in terms of trying to edify God's church. One of those topics that we talked about over the years has been miracles. Do miracles still exist? What are miracles? And miracles are a signpost to a greater message. Miracles are a signpost to a greater message. And what is God's intent for using miracles? We talked about that on the show. God's intent for using miracles is to authenticate the message, number one. And number two is to authenticate the messenger. To authenticate the message, number one, and to authenticate the messenger. That's the purpose of miracles. Miracles are used by God to get the attention of those that are witnessing the miracle in order to get them to the greater message, which is the message from God. Miracles are not to be treated like entertainment. They're not to be treated frivolously. God wants us to open our eyes when we read about miracles or we experience miracles. God is still performing miracles, but the focus should not be on the miracle, but the miracle giver and his message. So please, if you get an opportunity, go back into our archives on srministries.org and under radio show, and you can listen to those episodes. Then we talked about Christian worldviews. What are they? How should Christians look at life? How should we live this life? You have to look at it from a Christian lens. You have to look at it from a biblical lens. And don't get caught up in all these subcategories that people have created for themselves. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Do you love the Bible? Are you living by the Word of God? Those are the questions that are the most important, not based on denominational fault lines, not based on tradition, but are you an authentic follower of Jesus Christ? Are you a disciple? And those are the things that we need to look at when we talk about our Christian worldview is, how are we treating our relationship with Jesus Christ? Are we serious about this thing, or are we just playing games? Now, another thing we talked about on our show are the Bible themes. And the Bible themes comes under this word hermeneutics, H-E-R-M-E-N-E-U-T-I-C-S. Hermeneutics is the science and art of biblical interpretation. And under hermeneutics, we have things such as how to study the Bible or reading the Bible for all it's worth. So in essence, it's the methodology by which we ought to use to read and study the Bible. There's a good way to read the Bible, and then there's a bad way to read the Bible. There is a good way to interpret the Bible, and there's a bad way to interpret the Bible. So hermeneutics helps us to better understand the Bible and to read it and definitely to interpret it accurately, right? Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who need not blush with embarrassment, but rightly dividing the word of God. We need to be able to rightly divide God's word. And that's what hermeneutics deal with. But under hermeneutics are the topic of Bible themes. Bible themes. We have to know the themes of the Bible. So, for example, the first four Gospels, Matthew is talking about Christ, the Messianic King, because he was writing to a mostly Jewish audience. Then Mark deals with Jesus, the suffering servant. If you look at his gospel, that was the emphasis, that the suffering servant. Then Luke deals with Christ, the Son of Man. Now, he's dealing with a similar topic as Matthew, but he's writing to a different audience. It's not mostly Jewish, but there's a lot of Gentile recipients in Luke's letter. And then John deals with Christ, the perfect Son of Man, his divinity. And that is the thesis of John's gospel. So every book of the Bible has a theme. And under hermeneutics, you learn these things to help you to better contextualize what you're reading. So if you missed that episode, we encourage you to go back and listen to the various themes of the Bible. I believe there's four episodes that we dedicated toward those themes. And then we've had the pleasure of interviewing different apologists such as J. Warner Wallace. And we interviewed him when his first book came out, Cold Case Christianity. And I encourage you, if you have time, as part of your devotion, go back and listen to that episode with J. Warner Wallace, dealing with how he used modern methodologies to show that Jesus is authentic, the gospel is authentic, and the things that the Bible say is authentic using the various scientific models that CSI uses. His background is in forensics, so he was able to do that. Then we talked about the Trinity. There's a lot of misunderstanding about the Trinity, and I encourage you to also put that on your list. Listen to those episodes. I believe we dedicated about three episodes to the doctrine of the Trinity. And by the way, one of my favorite apologists, Tertullian, he's the one that coined the term Trinitas, which is translated Trinity in the English. He didn't create the doctrine because the doctrine already existed in Scripture. He just gave it a title. Then we also had the pleasure of interviewing one of my old mentors, Dr. Ron Rose. And Dr. Rose, he's written many, many, many books coming from the theme of reasoning from the Scriptures. So he has books such as Reasoning from the Scriptures with a Jehovah Witness, Reasoning from the Scriptures with Mormon, Reasoning from the Scriptures dealing with Islam. It's just a variety of books in his series, and he is sound. He is sound, a very sound author, and the way he writes his book, it makes it very readable and understandable for the readers, especially if there are topics that you're not familiar with. Dr. Rose has been a blessing to the Church of God, and we encourage you, if you want to build up your library, look at some of his materials. And so we've covered topics for adults, topics for youth, topic on the resurrection, topics even dealing with yoga. We've dealt with that from a Christian response. We interviewed someone who was committed to yoga and then accepted Christ, and she noticed that there were some contradictions in her trying to follow her yoga teaching versus what she was reading in scripture. It's very interesting. When you get a chance, go back and look and listen to that episode, The Christian Response to Yoga. And then we've dealt with the problem of evil. The problem of evil. Is it a problem? What is evil? As I mentioned before, why does God allow good people to go through bad things? We want you to take a look at that. And then we interviewed Mark Krause, who gave us the background of the NIV Bible. How did the NIV Bible come to be? How is it different from other translations? Please listen to that episode. So we've done our best to try to bring in top-notch theologians, apologists, professors to the Sound Reasoning radio show and podcast in order that you may be edified. Our job here is to serve for God on your behalf. So we do the research and we try to dispense it every week as the Holy Spirit gives to us the information that you need. And if there's something we haven't touched on, we invite you to email us, info@srministries.org. So please take that opportunity to stay in contact with us. Take this opportunity to even pray for us, but also take this opportunity to partner with us. As you all know, that most things in this nation cost, and we need your partnership. We need your support, your financial support. So if you can support us, it'll help us to stay on air. It'll help us to continue our work. It will help us to continue our research. We have so much that the Lord has given us to do. We have books that need to be published. We have research trips that need to be done as part of the publication. Just this year, we had the privilege of going to Washington, D.C. to the Bible Museum. And in the Bible Museum, we were afforded the opportunity to look at firsthand manuscripts, especially research dealing with the Gutenberg Bible. And for those of you who don't know what the Gutenberg Bible is, it came much earlier than the King James. And Gutenberg, the printer, he was responsible for creating this edition of the Bible. And he's known for his Bibles because prior to Gutenberg, all we had was the handwritten manuscripts of the Bible. But through his machine, he was able to get copies of the Bible into numerous hands. So the Gutenberg Bible is the first printed mass dispersion of the Bible in the printed form. Almost all of us now have printed Bibles. Now they're electronic, but back then, his printing machine allowed us to get more copies of the Bible into people's hands. So we have a lot of work to do here at Sound Reasoning Ministries, and we need your support. Our goal for this year, we need to raise about $100,000 that we may continue the work of the Lord. Some of you listening may say, well, that's a lot of money. It is a lot of money because in this world, things cost. And you have to pay for things. Everything is going up, and we have to not forget the Lord's work. So there's somebody listening to us right now that the Lord can touch in a special way, and they can write a simple check, and it'll be a blessing to us. It'll be a blessing to them. So please consider supporting us financially. Whatever the Lord's put on your heart is acceptable. I don't want you to think that we take any donation for granted. All of your donations are tax deductible. Matter of fact, we have a special worship program on August the 26th here in California. And for those of you who are near enough to join us, it will be held at Life Point Christian Church. Just go on our website and you'll see on the homepage the information. If you are not here locally and you would like to participate, we ask that you go on a website and you can get registered for online. And we're trying to accommodate everyone. And please help us to spread the word about the Sound Reasoning radio show if it has been a blessing to you. Think of this as your local seminary show. We've touched on so many topics, and the Lord has blessed us to have some of the top researchers, top theologians, top authors, and those who have been vetted with sound in terms of their sound doctrine. We don't want to bring anybody to you that has faulty theology. So again, thank you for being a supporter. Thank you for your consideration. Help us to reach our goal this year so we can continue the doing the ministry that the Lord has given us. And remember to always do for the truth what so many people do for a lie. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.org. That's srministries.org. Listen again next week at this same time, and remember, Titus 1:9 says, "Hold firm to the trustworthy message as has been taught, so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it." Sound Reasoning Ministries, srministries.org.
And as always, we would like to thank our friends at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this broadcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.